Live from the campus of Hillsdale College in beautiful Hillsdale, Michigan, this is Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show. Tuesday, May 30th, 2023, here are three big things you need to know. One, Governor Ron DeSantis slamming the debt ceiling deal struck over the weekend. Florida governor and 2024 presidential hopeful says the U.S. is still careening toward bankruptcy. He says the deal to raise the debt ceiling is just a massive amount of spending. Two, Russia claims drones hit Moscow residential areas for the first time since Russia invaded Ukraine. The mayor of Moscow says the strikes caused damage to some buildings and forced residents to evacuate homes. No serious injuries, though. And three, the 2023 NBA Finals matchup is now set. The Western Conference champion Denver Nuggets will take on the Eastern Conference champion Miami Heat for the NBA title. Miami beating Boston last night 103-84 in Game 7 of the Eastern Conference Finals. That is where we start Hour 3 of the Steve Gruber Show this morning. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. Thanks for being alongside. Colin Anderson coming up in a bit. Electric school buses not working out as planned right down the block from, well, wherever you are, over in the Ann Arbor area. Colin Anderson from the Free Beacon joins us to talk about that. And off the politics beat, as we close today's show, Harvey Lisberg, legendary rock and roll band manager for Herman's Hermits and 10cc and many more. He's got a new book out chronicling his life in the industry, the interesting things he did, the interesting people he met, the fun interactions with band members. Those are always great. Harvey Lisberg coming up this hour as well. My name is Scott Bertram, as I said, here at Hillsdale College, where I serve as a lecturer in journalism, general manager for the student radio station here on campus, the award-winning student radio station, the 2023 Michigan Association of Broadcasters Audio Station of the Year, here at WRFH on Hillsdale's campus. Our students do great work, got about 40 students involved each term in some way, shape, or form on a weekly basis, and they do great, great stuff. You can check it out. If you want, via our social channels and podcast distribution for the student work here at the College Station. I also host a couple of podcasts, too, and radio shows. The Radio Free Hillsdale Hour on many of these fine radio stations on the weekend. Also available in podcast form where you get your audio. The Hillsdale College K-12 Classical Education Podcast. New one out yesterday. Check that out. And I host Political Beat, the show where we talk with people in politics about their favorite music, really their favorite band or musical artist. Take a deep dive there. Find that at nationalreview.com, podcast places like Apple Podcasts, or our Patreon page, where you can support us and get access to bonus material and neat stuff only available for Patreon supporters at patreon.com/politicalbeats. If you like the little bit of music stuff we do coming out of breaks during my fill-in work, well, that's it times 100 lengthwise. So check that out, patreon.com/politicalbeats. Been talking on and off through the morning about the debt limit agreement reached on Friday and response to it. I think it was Jim Jordan. I don't want to lie to you, I think it was Jim Jordan who said he liked the deal quite a bit on Friday. There are other conservatives like Chip Roy, the congressman from Texas, who don't like it at all. We'll hear some of his concerns in a moment. What's in this bill? Again, to review, if you missed it, you were not plugged in, you were taking the weekend off. I totally understand. It's a two-year suspension of the debt ceiling. What does that mean? It means there is no new number. There is no new debt limit number. It will be suspended for 2 years, and at the end of those 2 years, whatever the number is, that's the new debt limit number. So a two-year suspension. Republicans controlling the House, you would hope that the suspension does not mean a free pass to spend as much money as you want in Washington. You would hope. There are some caps, some spending, again, cuts, by which the New York Times says a 1% increase in 2025. And then moving some money around from here to there, right? There's an agreement apparently to move some of the money from the IRS funding, $20 billion or so, to move toward domestic items. Some of that IRS funding was clawed back. The 80,000, whatever the number was, IRS agents looking for more money wherever they can find it, generally from you and me. new work requirements for government benefits, new permitting for a Mountain Valley Pipeline natural gas to West Virginia to Virginia. The bill puts an end to the president's freeze on student loan repayments by the end of August and restricts his ability to reinstate such a moratorium. So college graduates and others who have student loan debt now will be forced to actually pay toward that debt, which they haven't had to do for a long, long time. So as I mentioned, Chip Roy from Texas, a good conservative in the House, doesn't like this deal. And he has a piece that's on Twitter that I'll read from here, comparing the Limit, Save, Grow bill. That was the original House bill they passed a couple of weeks ago to avoid default. This is the bill the House passed a few weeks ago, compared with the deal that's in place now. Why does Chip Roy not like this deal? He says, at best, a two-year freeze in spending, 2 years of hard caps. And then, as I mentioned earlier in the show, after that, there are suggestions as to what the spending should be. Those can easily be manipulated. It's true. Minor work requirements for SNAP and TAMF funding that create new exemptions and phase out. No work requirements for Medicaid. He says there is some minor permitting reform that fast-tracks some subsidized batteries and unreliable energy and rewards Joe Manchin with that pipeline approval. Preserves every cent, he says, of Democrats' massive crony energy giveaway. That is true. I was just reading about that this morning in the Times, I think. The quote-unquote Inflation Reduction Act, which, of course, is a big smorgasbord of green energy, clean energy, climate change spending. Not a dime of that was touched as part of this agreement. So Chip Roy's right. Preserves every cent of the Inflation Reduction Act spending on energy, clean energy, green energy. Chip Roy says it upholds Biden's student loan bailout. So it doesn't specifically ban or reverse, I'm not sure what the language would be, the student loan bailout that President Biden has proposed. Now, that's still, I think, is very likely, and many think is very likely to be struck down in the courts. But statutorily, via a bill, which is what Congress is supposed to do, right? Write legislation, create laws. There is nothing here that would reverse or ban what President Biden is trying to do with the student loan bailout plans. Only reclaims $28 billion of COVID funds, leaving large chunks of the worst funding intact, Chip Roy says. And he says it keeps 98% of IRS expansion and future IRS spending to expand bureaucracy. You can find this list on Chip Roy's Twitter account. He doesn't like it. But with Republicans and Democrats coming together, we'll see how the votes go later on this week in the House first, then over in the Senate. We'll talk with Colin Anderson next from the Washington Free Beacon. Scott Bertram in for Steve. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
Michigan has been through some tough times. We've seen businesses close, unemployment soar, and the economy take a heavy hit. But through these struggles, we've been given the opportunity to rethink, retool, and reimagine. It's through strength and determination, drive and focus, that we will be back, and we will bring Michigan back. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. Patriotfoods.com.
When a student lacks some of the most basic needs,
like food, clothing, and school supplies,
it can be challenging to even attend school.
It can be hard to study, tough to concentrate, impossible to thrive.
At Communities in Schools, we address this issue every day.
Out in the community, there are great resources for students. and we bring these resources directly to the students who need them most.
We work to ensure that they have everything they need to re-engage in learning in the classroom and at home,
including access to technology, learning materials,
and even emotional support.
By forging caring relationships with students and bringing communities of support to them,
our staff works to achieve equitable learning conditions so all kids can succeed in school and in life. And that's what Communities in Schools is all about.
To learn more, visit communitiesinschools.org.